Joy Tactics.
So you have a social security number on your head.
I do. No, I won't reveal all of them. 223-231-78. Spoiler alert. You're never going to know.
Somebody jacked this. Oh, so it's not. Oh,
no, it is.
Oh. No, no, because there wouldn't be three numbers in the middle, dude.
Yeah, yeah. That's just like a phone
number. Wait, really?
Yeah.
No, dude, I did it wrong.
So wait, you've been going around your whole life wearing that hat saying, yo, this is some fucking idiot's fucking social security number.
I did this yesterday. I ironed a social security number onto my hat. I won't say whose, and I can't say whose. Because I don't know whose it is.
Luigi Mangione's.
Yo, can we thank call this number? Somebody type this in. Just type
it's
it in.
It's a phone number. It's not even a social.
Somebody right type it in. Let's thank them. Let's find out who they are.
Wait.
Well, how many numbers are at the end, Jack?
Bing, bing.
It's a phone number. 100%. Bing,
bing. It's one too long. It's one digit too long.
Wait, move no, the, but how move many your left are headphone. Final? Move, yeah. Wait, and then turn it. Nah, that's a number. That's a yo, you're getting twisted. That is a phone number.
Call that fucking
wait.
Number now.
Are there four numbers on the
Yes, it's first it, no, one? No, it's 334. So you're telling me I accidentally ironed on someone's fucking that's phone number onto my head? You got to be kidding me.
Wait a second. Yeah. You put those numbers on there?
I ironed them on to here yesterday. Now I'm pissed too.
Oh my god!
Maybe this is like a so much going memento on style thing, and actually, this is a sign from future Jack of a number to call.
Well, the idea was
White Rabbit style number.
Damn it! Fuck! I can't believe memento. I did too many digits. I wonder if I ever would have noticed that. Nope, probably not. Because it's a good idea if you get lost. Not,
just tell people it's a phone number.
What's that? Oh, now I can tell people it's a phone number. Yeah, but it. I have to redo it. Or I could just take one of the numbers off and then it's done. But the formatting is not right. Fuck. Well, today we're talking about aliens. No.
Not just no. Because we've talked about that
well,
subject
we're talking
many times
about,
before.
No.
We're talking not about aliens. Right. We're talking about the government's. The government presuppositioning you with the idea and the notion that there are aliens amongst us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just get
for
ready.
What purpose?
Well, we're being toyed purpose? With mentally. Mentally and physically, just, we are being toyed with. We're being toyed with chemicals in our food. We're being toyed with propaganda on our phones. But being
and they don't
sexy celebrities tempting us at every corner.
Oh yeah, Luigi Mangione. Because I almost want to tell the government, like, just ask, bro. At this point, just ask. What do you want? You want a little more money? You want to raise the budget? Just ask me, dude. You don't have to go around sneaking around.
Well, I got you.
Doing all these false flags. Just ask. I got you. What do you want? And you want to do it without hiking up? So, without hiking up taxes, you want
to
just
put out content to the. This is what I say to the government: put out a podcast that is the U.S. government podcast.
Yeah,
get a Patreon,
entertaining.
And watch that number go up and up and up like tactics.
Mm-hmm.
Create content. The U.S. government is not creating any content. Not one piece of. Not one skit. Not one. Funny sketch, nothing.
Well, that's what you think. That's what you think. But the CIA have their dirty little fingers stuck in all type of Tom Cruise pies.
But that's the
Top
problem,
Gun,
dude.
Maverick, Mission Impossible.
This is what I'm saying.
The new Alex Garland Iraq movie.
Mm-hmm. They got fingers in everything. They have a podcast. They have the Joe Rogan Experience. They haven't gotten to us yet, but they'll have us one day. And it's like, just make your own. That's all I'm saying is, let's get the honesty out there, radical honesty. And I think that the government will be shocked how willing to support them that all these people are when they just tell the truth. And you guys,
by the way,
I'll just say this.
Yeah.
I had a I had a very dark meeting on Capitol Hill the night before I got hired on the new show. I'll just put it that way. And I had to sign some very lengthy documents about what I would be writing about and what type of ideas and ideals I would be promoting. So I'll just say I can confirm
that you're in
real.
A psyop for that sure.
Very real.
That is a psyop.
I asked to be in it. You can sign up. Anyone can sign up if you're talented.
A volunteer psyop.
To engage in a psychological
operation.
That is, operation.
I would say that is my dream job, is to be in the CIA screenwriting department, where they have to send in the scripts, and there's somebody in the CIA who knows something about screenwriting, okay? And they have to go through entire scripts and pick out, you know, the parts of the script that they don't want in, that they want to add in. Wouldn't that be a fun fucking job?
I'd do it.
You get to say you're in the CIA too.
Yeah, that's basically
and
what
I bet you
would have
been
was.
One of those fools that stabbed the fuck out of Caesar as well on his birthday in the Senate. Just saying. If you want to do that, you're down to betray all real Americans.
Well, today we're talking about the 2025 disclosures. And if you're tapped into the news, basically, you know that 2025 is going to be one of the darkest years economically, financially, spiritually,
fiduciarily,
mainly spiritually. And there's going to be events that happen that are going to shock America and the globe to its core, where we are going to really see what are we truly made of. And it's going to be a turning point for humanity.
I'll put it like this, because you know when you go into a room that's pretty dark and you go, damn, this it's pretty dark in here. But then you go into an even darker closet and you think, okay, this is really dark. And then you go into an even darker crawl space and you think, now this is pitch black. We're essentially getting into the crawl space this year in terms of darkness. If that helps people understand where we're headed,
okay.
I'm happy
yeah.
to do
that. Helps.
Like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and here's the thing. Light, you know, in the vacuum of space, if you held out a candle, whoosh, there's not even oxygen, so the candle won't even light. So don't even bother. That's
what
I'm
saying. You're
saying hunker down, let yourself freeze in the vacuum of space and darkness, and let this shit just happen. Nothing we can do.
I'm ready for a factory reset.
Go watch Slow Horses.
I do think we got to take everybody from Joy Tactics and... The times are coming that we're going to have to start thinking very seriously about. I mean, maybe next year we start doing this over CV radio, over electronic hand crank radio, instead of on the waves, because we don't control these.
Could we get a radio station, like a radio certainly. Number? Because the radio, when I'm piecing through the radio in my car, I'm like, these people have a fucking station? Like, who the fuck is listening to this?
Right.
Like, this is crazy. Right. It seems like they're just handing out numbers. We should do I bet we could get 103.2 easily.
Yeah, something like that. Imagine we moved to New Mexico near Roswell, to say, be close to the action. We get a busted old one-story radio station with one of them old towers with the red blinking light. We get a fridge full of Michelob Ultra, thousands of Michelob Ultras. We get a bunch of turkey, bunch of cheese, tortillas, mayo, mustard for turkey roll-ups. And we just wait this shit out and talk to the people together.
Everyone is like, has these radios. They're trying to like tune in for like signals of like when water's coming and food, and they're just listening to us talk about like panties and
panties
and cheese.
Yeah, we'll do the panty year where we just dissect the panty industry from all angles. We all sleep in a California king bed together every night, like the grandparents from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Wouldn't be so bad.
I'm tempted to just start cremating myself one body part at a time right now. Just get ahead of it.
The multi-year cremation?
the 2-decade cremation. I'll just burn a little bit of burn a piece of my hand off. Start spreading myself around because I don't want my spirit to be in one place. So I'll put a little bit in my left arm. I'll put those ashes somewhere.